imagine you got to have a big smile on your face when you held a conference opponent to draw just 12 points in the first half. How'd that go for you last night?
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we've been struggling. We've had a lot of injuries. You know, we're getting a little bit healthier now, and we hadn't been back in the Riley Center for over a month. So it was good to get back in the Riley Center, one of the best places in the country to play. And we came out and we really played well. We hadn't won a game in a month. You know, and I thought our guys really responded and, you know, came out. I think we took the lead, you know, at the end of the game 17-1. And, you know, playing St. Joe's, who's, you know, one of the teams that's a perennial power in our league. And to be able to come out and jump on them like we did and for our guys to play well. We've been struggling taking care of the basketball and rebounding. And, you know, we were plus 12 on the backboard. We had 18 assists. You know, so we played really well, and that's, you know, hopefully it bodes well for us as we go forward and as we play, you know, Fordham on Saturday.
I recognize a Boston accent in a second. The coach went to Bishop Feehan High School in Attleboro, Massachusetts. Okay. I went to Archbishop Williams at Braintree.
Did you really?
Absolutely. Class of 66. But one of the things I know about you is, did you play under Coach Tom Davis at BC?
I did for a year.
Yeah. He was a guy who was adamant about never taking a home game away from the campus arena.
You're exactly right.
He hated that idea.
Yes, he did. He did. But, you know, here it's, we have such a huge alumni base in Rochester. And, you know, when I first got here, we started playing games up there. And we were trying, you know, we played Power 5 teams. We played St. John's up there. We played Virginia Tech. And I think the first 3 years we lost, close games. NC State was another one, and we were 0-3. And I'm like, you know, every time we go up there, we lose. But I think we won five or six straight now, and we got a great crowd. You know, the Bonaventure alums are crazy about basketball, and when we go up there, it's a terrific environment. They do a terrific job, and you know, we're looking forward to going back up there on Saturday, and hopefully, we have a great crowd, and we can play well, and we can win.
Can you use this as a recruiting tool at all?
You know something, yeah, we do, but it's more of an admissions tool. You know, the school had been struggling, and you know, with enrollment, and had a great year last year, and in the numbers are way up this year. So we use that the last couple years, bringing high school kids to the games and selling St. Bonaventure, not just the basketball program, but the academics, the social part of it. And as you know, it's a great university. It's you know, it's really unique. Once a Bonnie, always a Bonnie, as they say. And it's recruiting for basketball, but it's more for the alumni, and it's more for enrollment.
4:30, the tip time, Blue Cross Arena, as St. Bonaventure taking on Fordham last year, the exciting win over Vermont. You got Fordham 2 years ago, and you had no problem moving that game. But is it any more difficult that this is a conference game? Because now we're in the real season here, Coach.
Yeah, no, it's you know, we do it, you know, for the, you know, for the school and for the alums in Rochester, but also, you know, we're not in session, and you know, the Riley Center is a great place, but when the students are here, it's one of the best places in the country. You know, so since the students are here, we decided, you know, this was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, to take a game out of the Riley Center when they're not here and go to Rochester. And it's been really good for us. Financially, it's been good. You know, so I don't mind, and we've had success. I guess I'd be upset if we were there and we were 0-10 in Blue Cross, and I'd be questioning myself. But no, it's good for everybody, and you know, we look forward to going up there, and like I said, hopefully we can play well.
Yeah, last year, so much fun. Jalen Adams, Matt Mobley, yeah. But you do have a guy that's come back this year, Courtney Stockard, who missed the beginning of the season. How's Courtney coming around, Coach?
He's doing well. It's an amazing story. He, you know, we recruited him out of junior college, you know, 4 years ago, and for the first 2 years, he broke his foot. He didn't play for us at all, didn't practice, and for him to come back last year and have the year that he did without playing at all is a tremendous feat. And then, you know, after the UCLA game, he had knee surgery, and he hadn't played for 6 months. Practiced for about, you know, he missed the first six games. He practiced maybe for a week and came back, and he really doesn't even seem like he's missed a beat, and that's a credit to him and his talent. But he's not 100%. We've had, as I said in the opening, we've had injuries with our veteran guys. you know, and then those guys are coming back, and Ladarian Griffin is a big part of it. And he had a big game last night. His timing's coming back. But it's when you get hurt, especially during the season, it's hard to get back into game shape. It takes time. And hopefully those guys are getting back, and, you know, we need them. You're only as good as your seniors. And, you know, they had very good games last night, and hopefully they can continue to do that.
I'm not sure if you were realizing the fact that Gene Battaglia over here went to Fordham.
Coach, I'm sorry. This is the one game I will sit on my hands and like not. This is not the typical Fordham team that comes out and goes 2-10. They're 9-6, although 0-2. What do you see in this opponent you have Saturday?
They're very, very good. Much improved. The kid Nick Honor, the freshman, is tremendous. You know, he's averaging 16 points. He plays like he's a 50-year senior. But they really, you know, the kid Portley is a transfer from St. Peter's. They shoot the ball really well. They shoot 26 threes a game. They're very aggressive. You know, they play very good defense. They play different types of defenses. So it's always a challenge. It was a challenge 2 years ago up at Blue Cross. And, you know, Fordham is, like I said, much improved, very young, but energetic, well-coached, and it should be a really good game.
Now, I know there's an Amherst game tomorrow night, so you don't get a shoot-around until tomorrow morning. When do you guys come in, Coach?
Yeah, we practice tomorrow afternoon here, and then we bus up, and we have a shoot-around, I think, at 10 o'clock on Saturday. So it's just the way it is. You know, Fordham, we're both in the same boat. We, you know, everybody wishes you could be on the court and practice the day before and get used to the floor and so forth, but that's not how it is, and it's the same for both teams. So both teams will shoot on Saturday and then get after it at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Coach, the St. Bonaventure Bonnie is returning to the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, 4:30, for the Alesco Advisors Rock City Hoops Classic. Visit sbu.edu/Rochester tickets or call 1-800-745-3000. Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you Saturday out at the Blue Cross Arena. We so much appreciate the Bonnies coming back here to the Flower City.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and we're really looking forward to coming out and expecting a great crowd. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we can get our second victory in a row.
It's always great to talk to a fellow Bostonian.
Thanks.
Great.